With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. We go immediately to David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies to help us with striking stories out of the Korean Peninsula. One, South Korea says it successfully test-fired a missile from a submarine. Two, North Korea fires two ballistic missiles into the sea. Three, Japan condemns North Korea's outrageous, quote, test as a threat to peace. Four, U.S. calls North Korea test destabilizing, but no immediate threat. David, a very good evening to you. The last time we talked, I puzzled about this long pause between provocations by North Korea. The pause is now over. Do you see a pattern here that makes sense? Good evening to you, David.
Yes, I do. The short version is North Korea has been working since the Biden administration took office to shape the information environment in order to be able to make demands of Biden to lift sanctions in order to return to talks. And, of course, Kim Jong-un said, he told the party to prepare for engagement and confrontation. And so this is the blackmail diplomacy where they raise tensions, make threats, and then conduct provocations to gain economic and political concessions. And I think as we look how they responded to the exercises, the rhetoric that's been used over the past few months, it's really culminating now with their message that they will talk if we lift sanctions. And it is in keeping with the Kim family regime playbook, really for the last seven decades. So in effect, it's nothing new, although the coincidental timing, with the three nuclear envoys in Tokyo, Wang Yi's visit to South Korea, the cruise missile launch last week, and of course, South Korea's excellent SLBM test taking place near simultaneously with the North Korean ballistic missile launches.
I just want to make sure, David, can we regard missiles as diplomatic tools in South Korea and North Korea as well? That this is a conversation using ballistic missiles?
Well, I think North Korea is. I think South Korea was, you know, while it may, you know, it's coincidental, it does take time to prepare for these tests. And so I don't see any indication that South Korea moved up its testing or conducted this test in response to, possibly in response to the cruise missile test over the weekend. But really, South Korea is advancing their SLBM program. And their SLBM program is far superior to North Korea's. I mean, North Korea has launched an SLBM, tested one from a submerged barge, but South Korea has tested one from a submerged submarine, an operational submarine. They are demonstrating their capabilities, and I think, you know, the technological capabilities of South Korea are far superior to the North's.
Gordon, David mentions the Wang Yi visit to Seoul. What's significant about that in your measure?
Yeah, the Chinese foreign minister visited Seoul. He issued a number of threats to the South Koreans, which is in line with China's recent posture towards the rest of the world, and especially toward a country that the Chinese view as a vassal state, South Korea. But also, this is important because it comes at a time when the South Korean population is increasingly unhappy about China. And indeed, Japan has higher favorability ratings with the South Korean people than the Chinese, which is a striking reversal of opinion. But this is a time where China is trying to break up the alliance between South Korea and the U.S. So it is at a time where we have to pay attention.
You have a question for David.
Dave, what did you make of Wang Yi's visit to Seoul?
Well, I think the wolf diplomat, was in keeping with character, his character. I think it's interesting to me that he has reacted to our Congress in their draft legislation for the National Defense Authorization Act, asking the DNI to provide feasibility whether South Korea, Japan, and Germany should join the Five Eyes. And of course, he criticized the Five Eyes, and he criticizes South Korea's, possibly joining that. You know, he criticizes South Korea possibly joining the Quad. I think that China, is obviously actively trying to undermine the ROC-US alliance, but more broadly, trying to really undermine the like-minded democracies. They don't want to see the Quad growing. They don't want to see a united front against China. When in fact, the Quad and the like-minded democracies are really about protecting the rules-based international order. And of course, China could be free to participate in that, but it chooses not to. And instead, it has set up an adversarial relationship.
North Korea firing these missiles into the sea, does that mean they want to talk? Does that mean they want food, money? What do we believe is their first desire?
Sanctions relief is their near-term objective. They'll talk if they get sanctions relief. And of course, I think they assess two things. One, they don't want to be left off the international stage. They see the U.S. as engaged around the world, from the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle, to no progress in Iran, to competition with China, friction with Russia. And so they don't want to be left out. So they're sending a signal that they're there. But they also want to set, the pressure, and to force Biden to lift sanctions. They assess, I think, that Biden wants a foreign policy win. And so they are trying to get him to lift sanctions in order to talk so he can claim a foreign policy win. I think they're mistaken. They're miscalculating because I don't anticipate us lifting sanctions whatsoever, at least not until there is real progress towards denuclearization. And that is a long way off.
Gordon?
So, Dave, is there problems inside North Korea right now? There's talk of a possible famine. The economy seems to be sluggish, especially because of COVID-19. Is Kim Jong-un wanting the sanctions relief, just in general, of course, but does he want this because he really needs this at this particular time?
Well, he doesn't need it to feed the people. He has enough money from his illicit activities, his proliferation, and he's making enough money to build his nuclear weapons, to improve his military. He has made deliberate decisions to prioritize nuclear weapons, missiles, and the military over the welfare of the people. So the people are not suffering because of sanctions. He is in trouble because he has failed to get sanctions relief when he promised that he would get them from Trump and Moon back in 2017. And so his failure to do that, by some accounts of some of the escapees from the North, is one of the biggest failures of the regime. So that's causing pressure. But internally in North Korea, COVID is causing a problem, not necessarily outbreak, but Kim Jong-un's decision to use COVID to crack down on information, to close the borders. It has caused a failed economy, and then combined with the natural disasters that have occurred, the poor economic, agricultural, technological policies that make the natural disasters worse, he is under really enormous pressure internally, and the people are suffering horrendously, but it is because of his policy decisions, not because of sanctions.
David, we just have less than a minute. Has President Moon lost the favor of Beijing?
I I think so. I hope so. And, you know, and I read today an article that South Korea was going to review its policy towards North Korea. And I think that that bodes well, you know, better late than never. But I think that China certainly does not want South Korea to take a harder line and aligned with U.S. policy towards North Korea. So I think that I think China has miscalculated. As Gordon said, the South Korean people, you know, are not pleased with China. And I think that their efforts to break up the alliance, really to control what Gordon is calling what they think is their vassal state, I think is backfiring. And I think that's good because we really need South Korea to stand up against Chinese malign activity and as well as North Korean malign activity.
David Maxwell, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Matt.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.